今天的题目是听道不行道的后果。
Our topic today is the consequence of hearing and not doing the word.
经文是在路加福音第六章第四十六节到四十九节。
The scripture is Luke chapter 6 verses 46 to 49.
这个是主耶稣所说的其中一个比喻。
This is one of the parables of Jesus.
让我们来看圣经里面主耶稣所说的。
Let's look at what Jesus said.
路加福音第六章第四十六节，你们为什么称呼我主啊，主啊，却不遵守遵我的话行呢？凡到我这里来，听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们，他像什么人？他像一个人盖房子，深深地挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能摇动，因为根基立在磐石上。唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
Luke chapter 6 verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation. And the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great.
有一天你生病了。
One day you get sick.
你去找医生。
You go to the doctor.
医生诊断之后。
After the doctor diagnoses you.
开了一个药方。
He gives you a prescription.
还吩咐你一个星期后再来看他。
He tells you to come back in a week and see him.
过后你到药房去拿药。
Afterwards, you go to the pharmacy to get the medicine.
那么药剂师就对你说。
The pharmacist says to you.
要按照这个药方吃。
You have to take it according to the prescription.
那么饭后一天吃，一天吃三次。
Three times a day after eating.
每个六个小时吃一次。
Every 6 hours, take it once.
那么一个星期后你回去找医生。
After a week, you go back to the doctor.
医生问你说你有没有吃药。
The doctor asks you, did you take the medicine?
你说没有，因为我觉得没有必要。
And you say no, because I didn't think it was necessary.
医生就说你为什么来找我看病。
So the doctor says, why did you come to see me?
征求我的意见。
You asked for my opinion.
却不听我的吩咐。
But you didn't follow my orders.
我可能你不会这么做吧。
Perhaps you wouldn't do this.
不听从医生的吩咐。
And not follow the doctor's orders.
我今天有不少的人。
Today there are many people.
说自己是基督徒。
Who say that they're Christians.
我们曾经决志信耶稣。
They have made a decision to believe in Jesus.
受过洗。
And been baptized.
但却不遵从圣经所说的。
But they don't follow what the Bible teaches.
他们也称耶稣为主。
They call Jesus Lord.
但却不听从耶稣的教导。
But they don't obey what he teaches.
没有把耶稣所说的行出来。
They don't live out what Jesus taught.
所以在路加福音第六章第四十六节，主耶稣说。
Jesus said in Luke 6:46.
他说，你们为什么称呼我主啊？主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
那么如果要真正的理解这节经文，
So if we want to truly understand this verse,
或者要明白主耶稣所说那个比喻，
Or to understand the parable that Jesus tells,
然后我们必须要看上文，
We have to look at the previous verses.
这段经文谈到主耶稣在上文就是路加福音第六章到十七节到第四十五节。
The preceding verses are in Luke 6 verses 17 to 45.
那么这段经文谈到耶稣在一个平原教导门徒，还有那些从各地来的老百姓。
These verses tell about Jesus teaching on a plain to the disciples and a group of regular people from many places.
那么这个教导跟耶稣在登山宝训那个教导有点类似。
This teaching, this sermon is very similar, or is similar to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
一般的圣经学者都称这个教导是一个平原的教导。
Most Bible scholars call this the Sermon on the Plain.
然后在这个平原的教导里面举些例子。
I'll give you some examples from the Sermon on the Plain.
然后比如说在路加福音第六章二十七到二十九节说。
Luke 6:27-29 says,
只是我告诉你们，这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好。
But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you.
咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凝恶你们的要为他祷告。
Bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you.
有人打你的这边的脸，连那边的脸也由他打；有人夺你的外衣，连里衣也由他拿去。
Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also. And whoever takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt from him either.
那么主耶稣在三十二节继续的说
，Jesus continues in verse 32.
你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也爱那爱他们的人。
If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them.
我们在三十七节，主耶稣又说
，And Jesus said in verse 37,
你们不要论断人，就不被论断；你们不要定人的罪，就不被定罪；你们要饶恕人，就必得蒙饶恕。
Do not judge, and you will not be judged.And do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Pardon, and you will be pardoned.
然后在四十二节，主耶稣继续的说下去。
And Jesus continued in verse 42.
你不见自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你的弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
Or how can you say to your brother, Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye?
你这假冒为善的人，先去掉你自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
When you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye, you hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye.
那么这些都是主耶稣在那个平原里面对门徒还有那些老百姓其中的一些教导。
These are some of Jesus' teachings to the disciples and the ordinary people.
所以根据这些教导，主耶稣在四十六节这么说。
So according to these teachings, Jesus said in verse 46.
他说：“你们为什么称呼我主啊？主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？”
He said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?"
所以主耶稣讲了这句话，然后他就说了这个比喻。
So after he said this, he told the parable.
也就是今天我们所看这个比喻。
And this is the parable we're going to look at today.
经常被称为是两个不同建筑者的比喻。
It's usually called the parable of the two builders.
那么好像这个十个童女的比喻一样。
It's like the parable of the ten virgins.
那么这个比喻两个不同的作为。
It describes two different actions.
一个是聪明的做法。
One is wise.
另外一个是愚昧的做法。
And the other is foolish.
那么首先让我们来看这个聪明的建筑者。
So first let us look at the wise builder.
那么在47节到48节主耶稣说。
In verses 47 to 48 Jesus said,
凡到我这里来听见我话就去行的，我要告诉你们，他像什么人？他像一个人盖房子。深深的挖地，把根基安在磐石上，到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能摇动，因为根基立在磐石上。
Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house, who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built.
那主耶稣一个盖房子的人来形容一个跟随他的人。
Jesus uses the image of a person building a house to describe those who follow him.
他说如果一个人来到他的面前。
He says if a person comes to him.
那么听了他的教导。
And hears his teaching.
并且把所听的行出来。
And acts upon that teaching.
那么那个人就是好像一个人盖房子的时候深深的挖地然后把根基 安居在这个磐石上。
Then that person is like a builder building a house who digs deep and puts the foundation of the house on the bedrock.
我们当时没有这个高楼大厦。
At that time there weren't multi-story tall buildings.
一般的房子只是有一层楼或者最多两层楼。
Most houses were one story or maybe two.
那么如果房子要有一个很好的根基
If the house was to have a good foundation,
必须要深深的挖地
you had to dig deep,
然后把这个根基建在这个磐石上
and put the foundation on the bedrock.
这个是最理想的一个根基
This is the ideal foundation.
但是不是所有的地方都有磐石
But not every area had bedrock.
那么如果没有的话就可以把这个房子建在这个石头上一层的石头上
If there was no bedrock, you could lay a layer of rocks to be the foundation.
有些地方没有石头。
Some areas didn't even have rocks.
然后只好建在这个泥土或者沙土上。
So you had to build upon the earth or sand.
然后比如说在加利利还有这个地中海那些地带都没有这个石头只有沙土。
For example, in the area around the Sea of Galilee or on the shores of the Mediterranean, they didn't have rocks, only sand.
根基对一个建筑物是非常重要的。
The foundation is very important for a building.
特别是那些高楼大厦。
Especially multi-story buildings.
我在大学念这个土木工程的时候。
When I studied civil engineering in school.
我必须要修这个地质工程。
I had to study geotechnical engineering.
那么地质工程是学习和研究不同的地质和它们带来给建筑物的那个影响。
Geotechnical engineering is the study and research of different types of soil and how they affect buildings that are built on them.
比如说这个磐石是很好的一个地基。
For example, bedrock is a very good foundation.
能够给这个建筑物一个很好的一个地基。
And can give buildings the best foundation.
那么相对的，从个地质学的角度来看，
from a geotechnical perspective,
那么沙土不是一个很好的地质。
Sand is not a good soil.
那么因此不能够给这个建筑物一个很好的地基。
They cannot provide a good foundation. It cannot.
那么当主耶稣说这个比喻的时候，当时的人都听得明白。
When Jesus told this parable, the people of that time could understand it.
然后所谓明白是他们明白这个地基对这个建筑物的影响。
The understanding here means that they could understand the effect that foundations had on buildings.
他们知道如果房子建在这个磐石上就能够给这个房子一个很好的地基。
They understood that a house built on the bedrock would have a good foundation.
所以在48节主耶稣说
In verse 48, Jesus said,
他像一个人盖房子，深深挖地，把根基安在磐石上，到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能摇动，因为根基立在磐石上。
He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it, because it had been well built.
那么一动建在这个磐石上的建筑物能够承受那个水带来的冲击。
A building built on the rock could withstand the attack of the water.
那么历代以来，无论是洪水或者海啸所带来那种破坏是无可否认的。
Throughout the ages, whether it's flooding or tsunamis, we can't deny the effect, the damage that has been brought by them.
就是在很干旱的地方好像就是巴勒斯坦地带。
Even in dry places like Palestine.
也会经历到这个水带来的破坏。
they can still feel the destruction brought about by water.
那么虽然是比如说这个巴勒斯坦是一个很干燥的地方，但是他们也有雨季的时候。
Even though Palestine is very dry, they still have a rainy season.
那么雨水通常是从十月到三月。
The rain usually starts in October to March.
那么一月是雨水最多的一个月。
And the rain is heaviest in January.
啊，伦敦跟耶路撒冷他们的雨量每一年大约是22寸。
Jerusalem and London both have a yearly rainfall of 22 inches.
啊，但是伦敦有300天的雨天。
But London has 300 days of rain.
啊，耶路撒冷只有50天的雨天。
Jerusalem only has 50 days.
因此，耶路撒冷的雨水比较激烈。
So the rain in Jerusalem is relatively intense.
所谓激烈，就是在很短的时间下很大的雨。
This intense means that in a very short time, it rains very heavily.
然后通常这种雨会带来水患。
This type of rain will bring flooding.
所以虽然是一个很干燥的地方，也会下大雨的。
So even though it's a very dry area, it still can rain very heavily.
造成这个水患。
And cause flooding.
所以在比喻里面，主耶稣说，到发大水的时候，水冲那个房子。
So Jesus said in the parable that when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against that house.
啊，换句话说，当雨下得很大的时候，就造成这个水患。
In other words, when the rain comes so heavily, it causes flooding.
啊，房子被水吹，然后造成这个损坏。
And the flood sweeps onto the house and causes damage.
那么，如果这个房子是建立在这个磐石上的话
，If the house is built on the bedrock,
啊，就算雨水带来的水患。
If the floods come,
啊，房子都不会动摇。
The house will not be moved.
啊，不会受到破坏。
And will not be destroyed.
那么刚才我们说过，在比喻里面有两个建筑者。
We just said that there were two builders.
啊，一个是把他的房子建在这个磐石上。
One built his house upon the rock.
那么另外一个把这个房子建在沙土上。
The other built it on the sand.
磐石是一个很坚固的一个根基。
Bedrock is a very strong foundation.
那么土地呢，是一个不坚固的一个根基。
Soil is not strong.
那么从这个地质学的角度来看，这是一个很简单的一个原理。
From a geotechnical engineering perspective, this is a very basic principle.
那房子建在这个磐石上，必定是很稳固的。
A house built on the bedrock.Will be very stable.
那么相对的，房子建在这个土地上没有这么稳固。
On the other hand, the house built on the earth will not be nearly as stable.
所以主耶稣在49节这么说。
So Jesus said in verse 49.
他说：“唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，啊，随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。”
But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation. And the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great.
我们在1993年12月的时候
In December 1993,
我们在马来西亚的首都吉隆坡
In the capital city of Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur.
啊，不晓得你们有听过这个新闻
I don't know if you guys heard this news.
有两座这个建在山坡12层楼的公寓。
There were two 12-story apartment buildings built on a hillside.
然后突然间倒塌下来。
And they all of a sudden collapsed.
然后造成将近有50个人丧失了生命。
And they caused the deaths of almost 50 people.
然后这件事情发生带给国家还有政府一个很大的震撼。
This accident was a shock to the country and to the government.
其实当时我还在那个这个土木工程顾问公司上班。
I was at that time I was still in Malaysia working for a civil engineering firm.
那么特别是那些居住在那个斜坡那些居民。
Especially for people who were still living on hillsides and slopes.
啊，他们心里面感到非常的不安。
They felt very uneasy.
啊，不单如此，那些建造在斜坡那些公寓或者房子，他们的价值就往下降。
Not only that, the price of buildings that were built on slopes and hillsides dropped suddenly.
那么政府就重新检讨他们在这个建造斜坡那些建筑物的那些政策。
And the government reconsidered its policy of building on slopes.
那么事情发生是因为当时一连下了十天的雨。
The reason the accident occurred was because at that time it had just been raining 10 days straight.
那么公寓后面有一条小溪叫做东边小溪。
Behind the apartment building, there was a little stream called the Eastern Stream.
所以在这个公寓还没有被建造之前
，Before the apartment building had been built,
这条小溪是穿流这块土地。
This little stream flowed through that piece of land.
那么当这个公寓被建造的时候
，When the building was being built,
那么建筑商利用一条排水管把这个小溪绕过这块土地。
The construction company used a drain pipe to divert the stream behind the piece of land.
那么使到这个溪水继续的排到小溪的下流。
Where the stream could continue to flow down to its lower reaches.
那么在1991年的时候，另外一个发展商在公寓的后面建造房子。
In 1991, another developer built a building behind that apartment building.
然后这个建造商就把山坡的树木把它们铲除掉。
That construction company cut down all the trees on the hillside.
然后使到这个土壤受到这个风雨的侵蚀。
And this caused the soil in that slope to be subject to erosion from wind and rain.
因为树木被铲除了。
Because the trees had all been.
然后下雨的时候，自然而然水量就增加。
So when it rained, the water on that piece of land naturally increased.
这个建筑商就把这块土地的水排到这个排水管那边去。
So the construction company diverted that extra water into that drain pipe, that same drain pipe.
那么因此增加了这个排水管那个负担。
It increased the burden on the drain pipe.
因着水量的增加。
And because the increase of the water,
所以这个排水管的容量大大的被减少。
The capacity of this drain pipe was greatly decreased.
然后使到这个排水管破裂。
And it caused the pipe to burst.
那么因着这个缘故，这个12层楼的公寓的土壤受到影响。
Because of this, the soil under the apartment buildings was affected.
所以1993年十月的时候，天连续了下了十天的雨。
In December 1993, it rained for 10 days straight.
所以公寓的根基不能够承受这个水带来的冲击。
The apartment building, the soil under the apartment building could not withstand this water.
所以使到这公寓倒塌下来。
And it caused the buildings to collapse.
造成这个生命的丧失，还有财物的破坏。
It caused the loss of life and of property.
所以就如主耶稣在这个比喻里面所说的。
So just as Jesus said in this parable.
他说你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊却不遵我的话行呢
?Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
凡到我这里来听见我话就去行的我要告诉你们他像什么人。
Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like.
对不起，应该是这节经文。唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，即随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation.And the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great.
那么到底主耶稣所说这个比喻的意义是什么
?So what is the meaning of this parable?
谁是聪明的建筑者
?Who is the wise builder?
那么谁是那个愚昧的建筑者
?And who is the foolish builder?
让我们来深入的探讨这个比喻的意义。
Let's look deeply into the meaning.
也就是46节到47节。
Verses 46 to 47.
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊却不遵我的话去行呢
?Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
凡到我这里来听见我话就去行的，我要告诉你们他像什么人。
Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like.
他像一个人盖房子，深深地挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子却不能摇动，因为根基立在磐石上。
He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built.
没有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，即随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation, and the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great.
那么那些听了耶稣教导并且把它行出来那些人，耶稣说他好像一个房子建在这个磐石上。
So those who hear Jesus' teachings and act on them are like the house built on the bedrock.
那些听了道的人但是没有把它行出来的人，耶稣说他好像一个人把房子建在土地上。
And Jesus said that those who hear his teachings but don't act on them are like, a building built on the earth.
一个听了耶稣教导并且把他行出来的人，耶稣说他是一个聪明的人。
And Jesus said those who hear his teachings and act on them are wise.
那么相对的，一个听了耶稣教导的人，没有把他行出来的人，他是一个愚昧的人。
But on the other hand, those who hear his teachings and don't act on them are foolish.
那么在雅各书第一章第22节到第24节说，
James chapter 1 verses 22 to 24 says,
他说只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己，因为听道而不行道，就像人照着镜子，看见自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的面相貌如何。
But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves.For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was.
听道不行道，雅各说是骗自己。
Hearing the word and not acting is, James says, is cheating ourselves.
不晓得你有没有被人骗过。
I don't know if you've been cheated by someone.
有时候被人骗还不知道，但是后来知道了。
Sometimes when you're cheated by someone, you don't know it at first, but later you find out.
但是自己骗自己，有时候很多时候自己不知道。
But sometimes when you fool yourself, you often don't know it.
因为自己骗自己，不知道自己所做的是不对的。
If you're fooling yourself, you don't know that what you're doing is wrong.
有时候还觉得很自满。
And you feel very self-satisfied.
所以那些听到不行道的人 他是自己骗自己。
Those who hear the word but don't act on it are cheating themselves.
听到必须要行道，不然的话雅各说你在镜子面前照照自己，然后你走后就忘记自己的相貌了。
If you hear the word, you must act on it. Otherwise, you're like James says, you're like a person looking at his face in the mirror.And after he has gone away, he immediately forgets what kind of person he is.
不晓得今天早上你有没有在镜子面前照一下自己。
I don't know if this morning you looked at yourself in the mirror.
我想应该有啦，你们样子都不错。
I think you probably did, because you all look pretty good.
但是当你在镜子面前照的时候，你记得是这个样子的。
But when you're in front of the mirror, you remember what you look like.
但是当你离开镜子的时候，很快就忘记了。
But maybe when you left the mirror, you forgot quickly.
所以这个雅各以这个照镜子那个比喻来形容我们听神话语的时候。
So James, this parable of a person looking in a mirror, is talking about someone listening to God's word.
然后就好像今天你听我讲到。
Just like today, you hear me preaching.
下个星期我问你讲，我讲了什么。
Next week I'll ask you what I talked about.
我想你一定会忘记掉。
I think you'll definitely have forgotten.
雅各书第一章第25节这么说。
In James chapter 1 verse 25 it says,
他说唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的并且时常如此这人既不是听了就忘了乃是实在行出来就在他所行的事上必然得福。
But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do.
只是一节经文有五个要点。
This verse has five important points.
第一就是详细的查看。
The first is to look intently.
就是详细的查看神的话语。
Look intently into God's word.
不是马马虎虎的。
It's not just not intently.
Horse.
horse.
Tiger.
just so.
而是细心的去看。
But to look very intently and carefully.
那么第二，这里讲。 并且要时常如此查看。
The second point is that you have to continue in studying.
不是一年看一次。
Not just once a year.
或者一个月看一次。
Or once a month.
一个星期看一次。
Or once a week.
而是时常每天的去查看。
But often, every day, continue to read the word.
那么第三，不是听了就忘了。
The third is not forgetting what they have heard.
而是把神的话语记在自己的心里面。
But is storing God's word in our hearts.
然后第四,听了必须要把它行出来。
And fourth is, once we have heard, we need to act.
然后第五,它的后果就是在他所行的事情上,他必然得到这个祝福。
And fifth, that a person who does this will be blessed by God in whatever he does.
那么今天有很多人说自己是基督徒。
Today there are many people who say they're Christians.
但是又没有按照圣经所说的去做。
And they do what the Bible says.
他们只是听，但是没有行动。
They don't do what the Bible says. They just listen, but they don't act.
那么雅各说这些人自己骗自己。
But James says these people are cheating themselves.
那么主耶稣说这些人好像把房子 建立在这个沙土上。
Jesus says these people are like a house built on the sand.
不能够承受这个水的冲击。
It cannot withstand the attack of the water.
某一个真正信耶稣得救的人，不只是听到，而且是一个行道的人。
A person who's truly believed in Jesus and been saved does not just listen, but he also acts.
因为真正的信带来顺服。
Because true faith brings obedience.
在这个希伯来文里面，这个听经常都被翻译成是顺服。In
Hebrew, the Hebrew language, hear is often translated as obey.
顺服不是偶然的。And
obedience is not just by chance.
而是出于一个人的意志。It
comes from a person's will.
一个人的委身和牺牲。A
person's commitment and sacrifice.
甚至赔上自己的生命。
And maybe even the sacrifice of your life.
所以在旧约圣经里面，撒母记上15章第22节这么说。
In 1 Samuel, in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel verse 15, chapter 15 verse 22, it says,
他说，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
然后在路加福音第11章27节到28节，
Luke 11:27-28 says，
有一个女人大声说，怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。
One of the women in the crowd raised her voice and said to him， Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast at which you nursed。
但是耶稣说，是，却还不如听神道而遵守的人有福了。
But he said， On the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it.
那么可见神所看重的是听命和顺从。
We can see that what God cares about is listening and obeying.
那么根据这个比喻，
According to this parable,
那些听到没有行道的人将会面对一个后果。
Those who hear but don't act will face consequences.
也就是在49节。
In verse 49 it says,
唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，并且那房子的坏得很大。
But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation, and the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great.
我们在旧约圣经里面，暴风雨通常是指人生的苦难或者神的审判。
In the Old Testament, storms often represent the difficulties of life or the judgment of God.
但是在这个比喻里面的暴风雨是代表神的审判。
Here, the storm represents God's judgment.
那么是指耶稣再来的时候那个审判。
Particularly the judgment, the final judgment when Jesus returns.
那么除了听到和行道这个比喻所强调的是神的审判。
Besides emphasizing hearing and acting, this parable also emphasizes God's judgment.
如果是神的审判的话，听到而不行道，确实是一个愚昧的人。
If it's really God's judgment, then those who hear and don't obey are truly foolish.
然后换句话说，一个听到而不行道的人是一个不得救的人。
In other words, someone who hears and doesn't act is not saved.
因为在罗马书第二章第十三节，保罗说得非常的清楚。
Because Paul said very clearly in Romans 2:13.
原来在神的面前不是听律法为义，乃是行律法为义的。
For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified.
一个人被称为义人，或者说一个人得救，是因为不只是听到。还要行道。
For a person to be called righteous or to be saved means that they didn't just hear, but they obeyed, they acted.
那么是的，今天有不少人说自己是基督徒。
Yes, today there are many people who say they're Christians.
那么曾经决志过。
They made the decision for Christ.
也受过洗。
And they've been baptized.
那他们听了道，但是没有遵守圣经所说的。
They've heard the word, but they haven't acted on what the Bible says.
然后把这个道行出来。
They haven't acted out the word.
所以这些人主耶稣说
Jesus said about these people,
就像一个人在土地上盖房子没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
They're like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation, and the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great.
所以他们的后果是不堪设想的。
So the consequences they'll face are too terrible to contemplate.
我们在审判的日子到来的时候，在这个白色大宝座前。
So when the day of judgment comes in front of the great white throne,
他们将要面对这个审判。
They will face this judgment.
以这个魔鬼撒旦、敌基督还有假先知被扔在这个火湖里面。
And with Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophets, they'll be thrown into the lake of fire.
让我们在神的面前安静，在他的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts before the Lord and think about today's message.
让我们在神的面前审查自己。
Let's examine ourselves before the Lord.
是否只是一个听道的人而不行道的人？
Whether or not we are the type who hears but does not obey.
如果是的话，求神帮助。
If we are this type, we ask the Lord to help us.
因为只是听到没有行道，将会面对将来的审判。
Because if you hear and do not obey, you will face the judgment.
父神，求你帮助我们。
We ask you, Father, to help us.
求你怜悯我们这些软弱的人。
Please have mercy on us, weak people. Help us to hear and to act.
让我们详细的来查看你的话语。
Help us to carefully study your word.
让我们时时的、经常的来查考你的话语。
Help us to always be studying your word.
把你的话语藏在我们的心里面。
And to hide your word in our hearts.
然后把它行出来。
And to act it out.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Ask you to help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.